Andrew Jeffrey finds out how disabled drivers can make sure that they don't get sidelined. And how does a second-hand Porsche for £250 million sound? Well, expensive, but Graham Swain has been and driven it. But for... sports were run in the way that motorsport is run, then Wigan Rugby League would be told that in future their front row would have to be selected from the lads of Class 4B at Holy Trinity Primary School. And Mike Tyson would be called in front of the boxing authorities and informed that for his next fight he would box with his bootlaces tied together and no elastic in his shorts, so he'd have to use at least one hand to keep them up. You see, in motorsport, if someone or something is too good, they ban it. In 1926, Moto Guzzi won the Isle of Man TT, an event previously dominated by British bikes. But the Guzzi was disqualified for being too good. Sorry, for using the wrong spark plug. In 1975, the Yamaha 650 Twin, ridden brilliantly by Kenny Roberts, was kicked out of America's most important bike series because it was quicker than the Harleys. Because it was too yellow or something. And it's the same in four-wheel motor racing. In the early 80s, the International Motorsports Association had a problem. The Porsches were just way too good. And being the big grown-ups that they were, the American manufacturers said it was their ball anyway, and if they couldn't win, then they were damn well going to go home. So the massively dominant Porsche 932 was banned. But those Germans are fiendishly clever. They added 6 inches to the cockpit of the 932 and swapped its twin-turbo 2.6 flat-six for a 2.8-litre six-cylinder with one dirty great turbo. But it didn't win. So Porsche enlarged that engine to 3.2 litres, and it did. 3 American titles, 2 world titles, and twice at Le Mans. But can you imagine one that was street legal? Well, Essex car dealer Nigel Albon has got one on his forecourt. It's £249,000, and Graham Swain has been for a test drive.
Basically, it is a huge beast, as you quite rightly say. It was it's a Porsche 962. It was it is a road car, and it's basically the same version was identical to the actual car that won Le Mans. It's got around about 680 brake horsepower. It's equivalent in performance, basically, to most probably the McLaren F1. Slightly lighter, but the great advantage with it, it's actually got twin turbos sitting on it, which when you wind the turbos up, as you most everybody will appreciate with the turbo car, you could get up to 1,000 brake horsepower on it. And for the road, that's something, you know, you can't tread it too lightheartedly.
Well, certainly it's very noisy, as we heard on the introduction. It's about as subtle as a brick through a plate glass window, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think that's a good sum up of it. You know, it's something that if you want to annoy the next door neighbours, it's something that you can certainly sit outside at 12 o'clock at night and they'll wake up.
Now, we've taken the cowling off the rear engine bay. Just describe this a bit to us.
Well, as you can most probably see, from the engine is very close to the back bulkhead, as all racing cars are, as basically the F1 McLaren is as well. But the gearbox, as you can see, is one, I should imagine, is about 2 foot long between the gearbox, the clutch, through to the back axle. And it's all basically titanium, etc., etc. So it's basically indestructible.
So what you're saying, this is truly a race car that's been specced up for road-going legal form?
Basically, yes. You know, it's a car that, you know, if you've got a heart condition or something like that, you wouldn't want to drive it. And, you know, it's something that no normal person could actually drive it. I think you've got to have some experience because you could seriously damage yourself if you had it.
Government health warning?
Absolutely, yes. Smoking and all. That's the back tyres, of course.
Give me some of the specs on the stats on it. Speed, acceleration and so on.
Well, 0 to 100 kilometres an hour, they rated around about 3 seconds. And 0 to 200 kilometres, 7.8. Which, you know, most road cars would love to do to, you know, 60 miles an hour in.
And convert it for our simple English pleasures?
Very fast.
I mean, I think we're talking about over 200 miles an hour top speed, aren't we?
Top speed, as it is at the present time, is something in the region of around about 235 miles an hour. But if you want to work up to 1,000 brake horsepower, then you're up to 250 plus.
The tyres on the back are absolutely monstrous, aren't they? What are they?
Yeah, they're the Bridgestones. 335, 35, 17s on the rear.
And they're slightly smaller on the front, but not much smaller, are they?
Exactly, yeah, and they're BBS split rims sitting on the car.
Let's walk down to the front a little bit.
Right.
It's got the sort of the race cabin, which I believe has been enlarged a little bit for the road going forward, so you can get two people in it, basically.
Yes, I think the situation with the inside is that you have got to be quite small, because if you're quite well built yourself, then you've got two problems: number one, getting in, and number two, having a passenger.
Well, I think we've got no choice now, Nigel. We've got to take it for a spin, have we?
Absolutely. Why not?
This is like...
Yes.
I'm not sure how... You have to be about 16 to get in, isn't it, Nigel? Right.
You've got to be about 3 foot tall.
Well, I'm in. Well, I'm in, and it feels like you're sitting in a cocoon. How to describe it is really quite strange. I'm not sure I'd like to be in this car if we actually hit anything, because your feet are laid out horizontally, and you're staring out of a space bubble. It's really quite a weird sensation. Now, before we go, Nigel, let's just have a look at this cabin, I think is the nicest way to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
It sort of ensconces you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, it's very, very, very... Everything's there for a purpose. As you can see, you've got your turbo boost to your left-hand side, which is this one here. Okay. Now, this button here actually adjusts your turbo.
Now that's it's an aluminium sort of knob that turns, and it's what, about an inch and a half diameter, isn't
it? That's right, that's right. Well, that, as you gradually wind it in, that will actually bring out the turbos from being about, as we said, about 680 to 1,000 brake. I'd like you to leave that alone while we're driving.
Yeah, I think I'll leave that well alone, actually. Okay.
All there is.